Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. I want to tell you, I come to tell you, people of God, first and foremost, in this hour of the kingdom age, ha, glory after the Holy Spirit, in this hour of the kingdom age, God is releasing an anointing over his sons and daughters called the prophetic oil. This oil is preserved for the remnant. The remnant, glory to God, the remnant meaning a select group of sons and daughters that walk in unspeakable glory. God is doing many things in this hour. This hour that we live in is called the kingdom age. It's called the kingdom age. Repeat after me. Say, this hour.
This hour.
That we live in.
That we live in.
That we live in. It's called the kingdom age.
It's called the kingdom age.
God is releasing an anointing over his sons and daughters called the prophetic oil. This oil is preserved for the remnant. The remnant meaning that select group of sons and daughters that will walk in what's called unspeakable glory. But we cannot walk in this glory or this anointing of the prophetic oil if we are disobedient. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people talking about God is raising up a remnant. He's doing this and he's doing that. He's doing this, that, and the other. But they don't understand that he's raising up a remnant, but not a remnant of disobedient people. God is raising us up to walk in unspeakable glory, to walk in anointing, to walk in the prophetic oil if we are not disobedient. Glory to God. He's raising up a remnant of, he's not raising up a remnant of people that do not know how to obey his words. Not know how to obey his words. A lot of us, especially within the black community, unfortunately, we wasn't raised to understand obedience because we didn't have obedience instilled in us even growing up. We didn't have that. We didn't know about that. We didn't have that knowledge in our lives. We did not have that. A lot of African Americans are used to rebellion, confusion, chaos. And this is what we tend to replicate, unfortunately. But God is calling us out of chaos. He's calling us out of confusion, and he's calling us out of rebellion. And he is going to raise up a remnant, but I really want you to get this, and I really want you to understand this. He's going to raise up a remnant, but in order for us to be a part of that remnant, we have to be obedient. And unfortunately, a lot of us have not had structure in our lives, structure growing up. So the first sign of obedience or trying to obey and apply that to our life, it confuses us. And I'll tell you how it confuses us, because many people, they're quick to rebel or go against the word of God more so than obey the word of God. But in this hour that we live in called the kingdom age, he just can't raise up people who won't follow his word. It just won't work. So we cannot walk in the glory or the anointing of the prophetic oil if we are disobedient. He's not raising up a remnant of disobedient people, but the remnant that he's raising up in this kingdom hour, in this kingdom age that we live in, is a select group of people that walk in what's called purified faith and purified obedience. I want you to repeat after me. For everyone that's on the line, repeat after me. Say, God is raising up a remnant.
Of a select group of people that will walk
and purify faith
and obedience. and obedience.
Amen. You see, your faith has to be purified, and your obedience has to be purified. Your faith is purified, glory to God. Your faith is purified because you're going to be tried and brought through the fire. A lot of situations in our life contain fiery trials, but you got to understand those situations and those fiery trials are for a season. They don't come to destroy you, because if God wanted to destroy us, he allow us to stay in that fire and get burnt up. We'll be crisp. But he takes us through those things to purify us, to mature our faith, and to bring and birth out his prophetic oil. His prophetic oil can only come through us being tried and proven. So understand this. Your faith is purified because you're going to be brought through the fire. Understand this. Gold is a precious commodity. Gold is a precious commodity. And we are as well considered precious commodities unto God. Matter of fact, in his eyesight, we are the most precious commodity. But I want you to understand, what happens when God tries, what happens when God puts us in the fire, or what happens when man puts gold in the fire? What happens when man puts gold in the fire? When man puts gold inside of fire, what happens is the fire begins to melt, it begins to be molded, and the impurities within that fire begin to raise up. So God is saying, I'm putting you through a fiery trial. It seems like no matter what, I can't handle my bills. It seems like everywhere I turn, somebody is coming against me. It seems like I'm always being rejected. These are fiery trials. I just got my lights cut off. I just lost my job. My wife and I, we bumping heads. We can't seem to communicate or get it right. These are fiery trials, but through that all, he's pulling out some oil. He's pulling out some impurities that's birthing in you oil. It's birthing in you the prophetic. Glory to God. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to Exodus 29:1-9. I'm going to try to read this from off my my computer Bible, because I don't have my Bible near me. 1-9. That's Exodus 29:1-9. Exodus 29:1-9. Say amen when you have it, people of God.
Amen.
Amen. It reads, and this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread and cakes, unleavened tempered with oil. And wafers, unleavened anointed oil with oil, of wheaten flour shalt thou make them, and thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water. And thou shalt take the garment and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod in the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then thou shalt take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head and anoint him. And thou shalt bring his sons and put coats upon them. And thou shalt gird them with the girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs, a perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons. It says, and the priest's office shall be theirs. The priest's office shall be theirs. What this passage is showing us concerning the prophetic oil is it is for the priest, but it also is for the king, and it is also for the prophet. If you do more studying in this passage, you'll understand that God told Moses to make oil to anoint the king, the priest, and the prophet. So this oil, at the end of this passage, it said, and they shall be priests. I'm trying to show you in the Old Testament concerning the prophetic anointing oil, what it was used for. God said they shall be priests. So he made this oil for the priests, for the king, as well as for the prophet. And if you got your Bibles, I also want to read a passage in 1 Samuel 10:1. 1 Samuel 10:1. It says, Samuel took a flask of olive oil, poured it on Saul's head, kissed him, and said, the Lord has anointed you to be ruler of his people, Israel. You will rule his people and save them from all their enemies. This will be a sign that the Lord has anointed you to be ruler of his people. So as we see in Exodus, at the end of that passage, it said after they were anointed, Aaron and his sons, they became priests. So the prophetic oil is for the priests, number one. And then in 1 Samuel 10:1, it talks about how the Lord used Samuel to anoint Saul's head to become king over Israel. So right here it shows that it is for the king. So in Exodus 29, 1 through 9, it expresses that it is for the priest. In 1 Samuel 10, 1, it directly expresses it is for the king. But I want you to understand this. David was not only a king or a shepherd, but he was also a prophet. Repeat after me. Say, David was also a prophet.
David was also a prophet.
And I'm going to show you this. Acts 2:30. If you got your Bibles, you can find that. If you don't, you can write it down. But Acts 2:30. It reads, therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. See, it's very clearly right here. It says it in Acts 2:30. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. And that basically just saying that the bloodline of David is going to continue on. That's a sidebar right there. But
amen.
I want you guys to understand that David was a shepherd boy. He was a shepherd. He was anointed a king, but he was also a prophet. And it talks about how he's going to be anointed a prophet. Glory to God right here. And I'm showing you that the prophetic oil, as it said in Exodus, as it said in Samuel, and also in Acts, it's for the priest, it's for the prophet, and it's for the king. It's for the priest, for the prophet, and for the king. The oil in the Old Testament was used for the priest, the prophet, and the king, and it was used and applied by one taking and rubbing it upon the surface of an individual. This is how they anointed them. Even in regards to the sick and those who were dead and so forth. And we even do that even today with babies, like doing baby dedications. I don't know if many of you all ever been a part or seen a baby dedication, but we take the oil, we apply it when we're dedicating that baby back into God. Take it down, put it on the baby's head. We anoint the baby. We anoint the child. We say the prayer. and go through the thing, the formalities, and then we release that baby back into God, because truthfully, God only loaned the children that we have, he only loaned that to us. So we anoint them to walk according to the statutes of God, and we offer them back up to God. So that's, we even do that today. So there is a reason. There's a reason that God tells or instructs us to use this oil. There's a reason that God tells or and instructs us to use this oil. Now, the power of God is not necessarily within the oil contents. So don't think, you know, you get a certain oil and just you got that oil with power in it. No, the power of God is not necessarily within the oil contents or the ingredients of the oil, although there are some healing properties within certain oils. But it is in two key components. The power of God is in within two key components. And these two key components is first, obedience, and second, faith. Repeat after me. Say, what's in the oil?
What's in the oil?
It's first obedience. And second, faith.
So
amen. So by applying the oil under God's instruction, the Spirit of God then opens up the door for the power of God to come in through our obedience and our faith.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.